tomorrow's news today.
This is our town. We've got steel in our spines, iron in our veins, and hope in our hearts. We've got the flavor, the guts, the grit, and those big shoulders you've heard so much about. We're a bold city, a proud city, a who you calling second city, where 77 neighborhoods are one. City of giants, a city with heart, a city with heroes, a sweet, sweet place to call home. We were born ready, baptized by fire, tireless, tenacious, tested, trusted. And like someone else we know, when we fight, we win. We're ready to rise to the challenge, to rise to new heights. Rise, rise, rise. Up, up, and away we go. Hey, make some noise so we can hear you, America. Welcome to Chicago.
All we do is deliver victory. You want war? You got it!
What's that swinging between Big Mike's legs? The same thing that gave Fauci AIDS. An anaconda, Burak's favorite pet, gets him higher than a turbojet. Yeah, Joan Rivers Michelle said it's true. Under the dress, it's become unglued. Put it back. Oh, now Big Mike's gonna let it show.
Tonight, Big Mike will have live coverage of the DNC.
I'm Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, if I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve.
Do
as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last night, myself and the Intrepid crew was up here till 11:30 or so, Central, 12:30 Eastern, watching the first night of the DNC so you don't have to. We had a lot of viewers, nothing compared to when we covered the RNC, but we had a lot of people tuning in, but it was just a train wreck. It was just a bunch of parrots repeating lies over and over and over again. It was horrible. And, of course, we had the farewell address of Joe Biden, and you had his molested daughter introducing him. It was quite the train wreck. Tonight, you're going to have Big Mike, Obama, and a bunch of others. We're going to be covering that. And it just gets more disgusting throughout the week. Hillary Clinton came out of her spider hole last night saying, lock up Trump. But the big takeaway was everything they say Trump's doing or did, inflation, crime, open borders, they said Trump's behind the inflation, crime, open borders. They said Trump wants to lock everybody up and put them in prison camps, as the Democrats are all over the news pushing for that, supporting that, promoting that. I mean, it was really, really chilling. And so I want to go through all these false claims. They also came back and said that he said white supremacists are very fine people. Even Snopes says that's just not true. And then they said Trump wouldn't visit. First they said he said soldiers are dumb suckers. Never said that. It's totally made up. No proof, no video, no nothing. And then they said he wouldn't visit the graves at a World War II memorial as president, which he did do. So it's just giant whopper lies on top of giant whopper lies. But what I want to start with is clips 11 and 17. This is Biden claiming that Trump called troops suckers and losers. And then I'm going to cut directly to Biden a few years ago, to the troops' faces, calling them dumbasses. And then we've got 8 and 13, and that is Michigan State Rep. Mallory McMorrow at the DNC lamenting that President Trump could even weaponize the Department of Justice and go after his political opponents. That's like a shark saying to a kid swimming in the ocean, you could be a great white shark and bite me, and claiming the kid's a great white shark. I mean, it's just insane. Or a cobra claiming that a parrot or something is a cobra. I mean, I don't even know the right analogy for this. It's insane. And that ties in with Raskin, who's one of the brains of the globalist operation. And we've got Raskin saying that J.D. Vance had to replace Pence as the VP pick, but that has nothing to do with reality, because Trump tried to kill Pence. And he went on in his speech to say Trump is guilty of insurrection and commanded it, so he is disqualified for the presidency. He's not been indicted for January 6th. He's not been arrested. He's not been convicted. It's a giant lie. And look, I know our general audience knows they're liars, but it's just to look at the crowd, most of them paid social influencers and Democrat Party operatives, but still, it was like they were in rapture watching paint dry or a dead animal rot in the sun. I don't know the right parallel, but I mean, there's even Snopes, literally run by Soros, says, no, Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. I mean, it's just not true. The white supremacists, they're bad, they're not good. Some of the people on the left side were, you know, good people. Some on the left side were Antifa, they were bad. But there were also just some people that came to see what was going on. And, you know, they were very fine people, and they were just there, you know, press and others who got attacked. I mean, that's basically the quote. You've seen it before. I could play it again, but what is the point of that? So election denier Jimmy Raskin humiliates. Let's put that back on screen, please. Humiliates himself after freezing during DNC speech. Yeah, he is a real joke. And his father is a famous top communist that supported death camps in Russia. And I've been personally persecuted by this guy. So is Owen Schroyer and many others. He is a monster. But I want to dovetail 8 and 13 with last night's special report, because I know most of you didn't watch last night, and I don't blame you. And that deals with breaking Democrats announced plan to put conservatives in re-education camps. Rob Dews saw me kind of talking about this yesterday and playing a few clips. So he thought to condense it down to 5 minutes. And it's powerful, and people need to see this in comparison to them claiming we want to put them in re-education camps. No. If the globalists would just stop their crimes, we'd give them amnesty, or if they would just leave the country, or we could put them on an island like Napoleon. But they're average minions. We just want to wake up. And but we do have a responsibility to not persecute, but prosecute the deep state for the illegal surveillance and the tyranny and the rigged courts and the rest of it. But that's just the leadership of the deep state globalist. Maybe a few hundred people need to go to prison. The ones that ordered the DNA testing to stop, even outside of law, so they could smuggle kids across. Yeah, the folks that gave those orders, like Mayorkas, under the prison. Anthony Fauci that ran the whole COVID hoax, under the prison. Bill Gates, under the prison. Hillary Clinton, under the prison. And, you know, a few hundred of them. They're the ones that are commanding and controlling this whole thing. And we'll be, I mean, the documents have come out. They're all out in the open. But, no, the left, and this is happening all over Europe and the UK and Australia, are emptying out violent prisoners. I have it in the news today. And Islamists and others, and rapists, and murderers, and putting nonviolent people in for legal speech. But they redefine it as terrorism. So, very, 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 very serious situation. But the worm is turning. UK woman arrested for silent prayer wins payout and apology. She prayed 100 yards from an abortion clinic, quietly. And then there's a bunch of other good things that are happening for pro-free speech. We'll be getting to that. Huge developments in Russia and Ukraine, the Middle East, the economy, world events. We have some big guests joining us today. We did that deep dive with some very intelligent folks that come highly recommended by Roger Stone, the Trump campaign, former military officers who actually runs the deep state. They're coming back today with another guest, a colonel, to do the deep dive on some of the other facets of who this group is, bipartisan but mainly Democrat, and what they're planning and how they interface with these foreign organizations and criminal groups. So that's all coming up. But I know almost all of you know it's a lie that inflation is lower under Biden than it was under Trump. It's about three times what it was under Biden than it was under Trump. And I know you know that Kamala Harris was the border czar and they got rid of the border, but they've now come out and said none of that's true. Trump destroyed the border. Trump created the inflation. I mean, Trump's done it all. But first, here is Biden with the old lie. He's really pissed off that Trump is saying bad things about the troops. Here it is.
We know from his own chief of staff, the four-star General John Kelly, that Trump, when in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of them in France. The brave service members who gave their lives to this country. He called them suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? There's no words for a person. They're not the words of a person not worthy of being commander-in-chief, period. Not then, not now, and not ever. I mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
He's so pissed that Trump destroyed him in the debate. Angry old pedophile.
Commander-in-chief should ever bow down to a dictator the way Trump bows down to Putin. I never have, and I promise you, Kamala Harris will never
do it. He bows every foreign leader he gets money from.
Will never bow down.
Really works for Chi-Cons.
Standing what you may hear about me, I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastards.
So he's actually calling the military stupid bastards. Basically exactly what he says Trump did. Now, I'm going to play these clips back to back. This is the Michigan Democrat rep. This is Raskin saying that Trump wanted to kill Pence. And the whole speech, he says he's guilty of insurrection and 14th Amendment and all this other stuff. And then I'm going to go into this very important special report with just a smattering of Democrats talking about putting us in camps, re-educating us, how we're terrorists because we're conservatives or populists or Christians. Here it is.
Under Project 2025, Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America.
Hey, J.D. Vance, do you understand why there was a sudden job opening for running mate on the GOP ticket? They tried to kill your predecessor.
I would love everybody who's a Republican to get the hell. When they say, oh, we hate America, no, we don't. We hate you. We love America. We hate you.
Well, it's
we
not good to hate GOP. Anyone. I don't hate anyone.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were an elected official, do you think it might be a good idea to, like, put these Republican Trump-supporting QAnon voters in, like, re-education facilities
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, re-educate
yes.
them?
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean...
But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and yeah. they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
And the bottom line is all of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult.
We had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug. One thing that we know is that we have to get that funding right back up, and we probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
They also believe that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
Quite honestly, you know, the health sector doesn't know what to do, because this is now first and foremost a political problem. And what I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, the Commerce Department, Justice Department to help us understand how to do this. And I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros last month in Geneva, WHO, the Director General, to say, I don't know that the World Health Organization can solve this on our own. We need the other United Nations agencies. NATO, this is a security problem, because it's no longer a theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression. And so this is now a lethal force that, and now I feel as a pediatric vaccine scientist, it's just as important for me to make new vaccines to save lives. The other side of saving lives is countering this anti-vaccine aggression.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions.
So, from last night, here's Hillary saying lock Trump up. And then we've got Steve Kerr, the basketball coach, tells Trump to go night-night. So it's all very aggressive, violent rhetoric. They already tried to kill him. And they're trying to kill America, ladies and gentlemen. Here they are.
As a prosecutor, Kamala locked up murderers and drug traffickers. She will never rest in defense of our freedom and safety. Donald Trump fell asleep at his own trial. And when he woke up, he made his own kind of history, the first person to run for president with 34 felony convictions.
You're the crook, and everybody knows it, witch. Look at these idiots.
As vice president, Kamala sat in the Situation Room.
And after the results are tallied that night, we can, in the words of the great Steph Curry, we can tell Donald Trump, night, night. Thank you.
And then, of course, you had all the weirdness of AOC. And really the big takeaway is most of the people on the stage were obviously on a couple of hits of Adderall, like that state rep that kept sticking her tongue out like a cobra. Now, coming up, we're going to be looking at the economy for 30 minutes and the big developments there and tying that into their claims. And I have the clips that inflation is way down and better than under Trump. And of course, all of that is a manifest lie. And then we're going to look at some of the things Biden in his last months in office that were still in the election is doing with what, 76? How many days is it to the election? 76, 75? Let's put that on screen for TV viewers. Biden administration is rushing to roll out a national digital ID plan so the illegals can vote and so they can track everything we do. We're 76 days, 12 hours, 34 minutes, 14 seconds for the most important election in world history. And then there's the 79 days tacked onto that once he is president-elect. And again, despite all their fraud, all their dead people voting, they believe the landslide's so big that they won't be able to mitigate that, so they tried to kill him. Now they're just trying to run thousands of fake stories and hundreds of fake polls every few weeks. That's admitted that they're publishing fake stories all over Google, Yahoo, run of the Democratic Party. That was admitted last week. Saying that she's invincible and she's way ahead. It's all fake news from these people that do nothing but incessantly lie. We're also going to look at new developments with Russia offers safe haven for people trying to escape Western liberal ideals. And a bunch of publications came out and said, Alex Jones says he's moving to Russia. I said, no such thing. And that's not true. But for homeschoolers and Christian groups all over Europe and other areas, they're having their children taken and who aren't politically active, so they're not going to save their own countries. It's their option. If they wanted to go there, they could do that. It just shows the big split between Russia and the West and the things being promoted by the left. But I just love how the corporate media, yet again, lies and says that I said something I didn't say. But I get it. They're jealous. I mean, I put an X tweet out, a post out with the Russian decree in English, and last time I checked, it had 12 million readers. So they're just jealous. The Huffington Post, Alex Jones considers leaving U.S. and social media approves. Yeah, print that one for me. I hadn't seen that one. I saw a bunch of others there. They're just absolute crap. Alex Jones and his fans are intrigued by Putin's offer of sanctuary to conservatives. Raw story goes on to say Alex Jones is considering it. Oh, really? You can go read my post on X, which, by the way, about 90% of the posts on Real Alex Jones are written by me. You usually tell because I write them fast or use voice memo. There might be some typos. But live show feeds that are put out, I write most of those. The crew writes some. When they make a new report or something, they post to my channel under my authorization. And I'm not walking back. In fact, will you guys print my post on X yesterday that got 12 million views? I'm not walking it back. I asked Chase Geyser, hey, this decree was just put out. Go do a write-up on this and say that this really is a lie in the sand in the culture war. And I think what he wrote was great, but Chase wrote that tweet that got 12 million views. But I didn't say I'm moving to Russia. I didn't say everybody should move to Russia. Of course, Chase didn't say that. And it's just ridiculous. It's not there. I didn't say that. They want to act like I'm abandoning ship. Never! We will restore the Republic. We will defeat the globalists. Stay with me.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. a limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, my kids asked me, they said, you've got to ask the president, does anything scare him?
You know, well, when Michelle's mad, I get worried.
You know, Michelle.
She's a lady. Talking about that little lady.
Oh, oh, wait.
That lady is mine.
Wait.
Lost my microphone. Mic
back. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about.
Some friends of mine that were at the house that night, and I told them, I said, you're not going to believe this.
The lady is mine.
I blew this guy twice.
But she's never in the way.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady.
Big Mike set to speak tonight, in the second night of the DNC. You know, the good news is people are waking up across the political spectrum. With almost triple the number of blacks, particularly black men, voting for Trump in major polls. Same thing with Hispanics. Same thing with working class, Midwestern folk, people everywhere. But now we're told, no, Kamala is way ahead. But here's what a couple of popular black podcasters had to say.
I got ready for Trump. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the red team anyway, all across the board, if you know what I mean. So, like, I always with Trump. I did when I was a kid. I like when he used to talk crazy, the Rosie O'Donnell, all that. I always liked Trump.
Right.
Can't tell me what he did wrong to black people. You guys are brainwashed and stupid. I still don't know what is y'all talking about. Don't talk about that old Central Park, because everybody thought the did it.
Right.
They got all, okay, sorry. It happens in life. That, what else can you name? You know what I'm saying? They really can't. You're dumb. So, like, Kamala Harris, who? Like, I didn't know this whole 4 years she did nothing good.
Right, right.
I'm rolling with the red team, man.
Come on, man.
And my took a bullet and stood up and said, fight on.
Right.
Who's doing that? It could have been a whole SWAT team knocking them down from up there. That took the bullet here and looked at it and said, fight on. Man, who's doing that?
Come on, man.
That ready for war. Yeah.
Well, you know, I say Trump is probably the most blackest president ever.
Always been. Definitely blacker than Barack Obama, white ass.
Come on, man. My nigga got baby mama problems.
Come on, champ.
Come on, man. He got shot.
Come on, man. What a big felon too now.
Went to jail.
Come on now.
Is that not the blackest president?
Paid off the you know what I'm saying? Still didn't get paid for the and all that. Yeah.
Free Kodak.
Free numerous.
Come on, man.
Pardon Wayne.
Come on, man.
Free
yet? Hey, man, I'm for Trump, man. Trump.
Yeah.
As dementia can't lead us and the country is screwed, tell some big lies. Barely speaks English, sniffs children, and their mom's hair too, goes the wrong way. When he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day, in the White House yard, all the Dems say, that we should re-elect him, how can he run? When walking is hard, and Joe
Victory! You want war? You got it!
Get back into the DNC and all the other news. The next hour, I'm going to open the phones up. But I wanted to look at the world economy right now, what real economists and numbers show, and people that have been accurate in the past predicting what's happening versus what the mainstream corporate enemy of the people media is saying. Gold price hits another record high on Chinese demand. Very important article. We'll do an overshot. Overhead shot of that. There it is. Silver set to soar on Samsung's solid-state battery breakthrough. We're going to look at the underlying undervalued fact of silver at $29 an ounce and why it's surging. We're going to look at a lot more with a quick snapshot for the balance of the hour and some of these important shots with economist Dr. Kirk Elliott. Doc, great to have you on with us here today. This is a really big ongoing development. Your predictions that you've been making for 10 months here on air are all coming true. So give us the latest technical numbers and what you're predicting comes next.
Yeah, so fundamentally, there's always things that drive markets, right? When you look at a chart, there's always something that made the chart look like the chart, right? So I think this article about Samsung's new development is absolutely massive, Alex, when you think of the implications. So when you look at the driver, the demand for silver, the largest user of silver is the military industrial complex, right? It's used for missiles and torpedoes, about 11,000 ounces in each ICBM that's shot off, right? And it's never reclaimable. It's not like aluminum. You can't get it back once it's done. So military is massive. Solar power is a massive user of silver. Electronics are used in circuit boards, massive user of silver. Electric vehicles, fuel cell technology, a growing user. But this just changed. So Samsung developed a new solid-state battery for electric vehicles. Now, so what does this mean? Normally in an electric vehicle, and everyone who's had an EV, you know, is basically going around, it's like, man, I only have like a 400-mile range, and it takes like, I don't know, it takes like 17 hours to charge the dumb thing. And you know, so this new battery has a 600-mile range, a 20-year lifespan, and it charges in 9 minutes. It's like, okay, this is a game changer.
That is beyond a game changer. Right? That is a civilizational shifting event.
It's massive. And so for each electric vehicle that's going to use this battery, it's about a kilo, so 32.151 ounces of silver in each one of those solid state batteries. So then you multiply the number of electric vehicles who wouldn't use this battery, right? It's like, wow, this is a game changer for the electric vehicle
market.
By the
way, I want to be clear. I'm not against technology as long as it's pro-human. Fossil fuels are great. I love the combustion engine. The current electric cars are not cost effective. It's not about carbon. It's about shutting down fossil fuels. We don't have a replacement for fertilizer, for agrarian society. As Elon Musk has said, we'll need fossil fuels for another 100 years regardless, but they're a bridge to the future. Something like this patented, proven development is absolutely the answer, and this will shift vehicles in the next 10 years basically almost completely to this system. I mean, this is massive.
It is massive. It's like a 9-minute charge. You know, this is why we used to have an electric vehicle. We used to have a Tesla years ago, and it got rid of it because it's like, I can't. I mean, it takes forever to charge it. You can't go on a long road trip with, I mean, it's just a pain in the butt, right? So now I have a big gas guzzling truck and I like it. but with this 9-minute charge, that's insane. So at 1 kilo of silver per electric vehicle, the estimated demand will be about 16,000 metric tons of silver just for electric vehicles per year. Okay, put this into perspective. Globally, the mining of silver is 25,000 metric tons. This will take 67% of all the global mining of silver in a year for one application. Now, electric vehicles isn't even the largest user of silver. Military is, for missiles and torpedoes and all of this other stuff, right? So then add to that solar, which is a massive user of silver. And that's expected to go up by 50% over the next 5 years. It's like, look, Alex, the demand for silver is greatly outstripping the supply. We will probably run out of silver in the year 2025, which is not a bad thing for the people that own silver, right? Because when people like Tesla and Samsung and Sony and all these companies and Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and all these people need silver, they don't care what price they're going to pay for it because they're just going to pass it on to the consumer.
But let's just back off of that for a minute. I mean, let's quantify that. There's finite silver, and that's why the globalists buy gold, even though silver is up even more. There's just not enough of them for them to even park their money in it. And so with all these revolutionary new developments, and I follow the technology news as well, this new battery is the biggest ever. That alone will explode the price of silver. And it's then, you know, just to be baked into the cost, as you said, to consumers. You add everything else going on, that it's an essential metal for industry. And then you add inflation to this. My God, what are your projections for silver and what's the timeline?
So I sent you a chart. Now, I've agreed with this since the last 9 months we've been talking. Now we've got other economists that are starting to say the same thing, which is really exciting. So there's this chart about, it shows a pennant diagram, and silver should hit $50 by the end of this year. Alex, it's the middle of August, and it's $30 an ounce, right? So going to 50, but I've said that we're probably going to hit 75 to 100 before this is all said and done, right? But this, we're just talking about this year, right? So from 30 to 50, I mean, we're talking about another 40% move between now and the end of the year. So when you look at that pattern, I'm not a technical chartist guy. I couldn't care less. Fundamentals always make every chart look like a chart. So with the inflationary pressures, the supply and demand, the unsustainable debt, the political chaos, the applications used. So what that chart shows that looks like a pennant is higher lows and lower highs. They come to a point. Once it breaks through that, it really goes through the ceiling, right? I mean, this is how technical chartists look at it. So projections now are $50 by the end of the year. Here's what's really exciting about that. I sent you one other chart that's going to actually explain things further, why I'm so comfortable with saying, yeah, $100, $150 an ounce now, I think is where we're going to go. But so there's this chart from usdebtclock.org, where it shows, you know, the amount of silver coming out of the ground. You compare that to the amount of dollars that are being printed. So what does that say the dollar to silver ratio is? All else being equal, silver should be $438 an ounce, not 30. But this same website, usdebtclock.org, 3 weeks ago had silver at $250 an ounce. What's happened in 3 weeks that caused it to go from 250 to 438? It's stinking Biden's policies of printing money like there's no tomorrow. That inflation will cause the price of any tangible good, whether it's gold, silver, real estate, gas, groceries, everything, to go through the ceiling. So now you've got Kamala, and you've talked about this quite a bit. It's like she wants to put price controls on groceries, right? Well, she's not looking at the root issue. The root issue is they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. Of course,
Dr. the Elliot, price of you're groceries being kind. Are going to go up. You're being kind. The Von Mises Institute, Michael Savage, myself, even Trump saying, because it's true, the communists and the globalists know that price fixing destroys the low-level mom and pop and even mid-level companies up to, you know, $500 million companies. Sound big to the average person, but that's seen as a smaller, medium company by the globalists. That will further vertically integrate the economy, just like the COVID lockdowns did. So we've gone from, you know, 0.1% having 50% of the wealth 20 years ago to now 80%+ of the wealth is held by just a few hundred individuals. And they're the ones setting the global markets to consolidate power. So they want price fixing, just like they want to cut energy back and fertilizer back, right, to drive everybody else into submission, because the big central banks capitalize the Fortune 100 and the Fortune 500, and they have all the capital to recapitalize when everybody else is shut down. This is simple monopoly capitalism at the top of fascist crony model, using communism as the ground level implementation program.
Yeah, it is absolute communist. She is a communist. No bones about it. Her policies are communist policies, right? So, but what this is going to do, it's going to cause more inflation, because it's going to cause the manufacturers to not even produce anything if they're penalized for not having price controls, which they can't afford it. So prices are going to go through the roof. The inflationary pressures will persist. This is going to be very bullish for gold and silver, which is why I bring it up. So $50 by the end of the year. So one thing, Alex, that you and I have talked about extensively is our strategy here to do a ratio trade, meaning we allocate into the faster growing metal, happens to be silver right now, and then ultimately we can sell off portions of that, and we don't charge a commission when you liquidate, to go into gold. Now, what does that do? If silver doubles the rate of growth of gold, well, then you get almost twice as many ounces of gold down the road by selling silver to go into gold. I mean, if I can get you more ounces of gold then than I could today, that's free gold. So here's where this $50 silver it falls right into this strategy that we're talking about, because Citibank and Bank of America and Goldman Sachs have all basically come out and said, we think that gold is going to be over $3,000 an ounce in early 2025. Okay. So with silver now projected to be at 50, well, yes, that makes sense to me, because 50 is silver. Multiply that times 60, which is the ratio that we are going to do our first ratio trade. That would equal gold at $3,000. All the numbers are lining up, right? So today,
and let me just
the
add,
gold to silver ratio is 88.
I'm interrupting because we're limited time. I'm just interrupting quickly because we have limited time, Dr. Elliott. I just want to be clear. This, in my view, is the surest thing in the world economically. There's no perfect thing in this universe except God. But looking at this, and you've been saying this for years, it's all been playing out on the exact graph you basically laid out. This is the surest thing out there, is to get into silver and then get into gold. And you will tell us when you think the point is to get into gold. You were about to make a point, and then please answer the question, at what number do people shift out of silver into gold?
Yeah, so today, as we speak, this ratio is at like 86 to 1, right? So when silver hits 50 and gold's at 3,000, we're at 60 to 1. That's over a 25% difference in price. At that point, we're going to say get rid of about 30% of your silver, roll it into gold. We compound your ounces of gold. You get more of it then than what you could have purchased today. History shows us that silver is going to be going through the roof. That ratio will then compress even more very rapidly, and we can do a second ratio trade at 40 to 1. At 40 to 1, we've basically been able to almost double your ounces in gold. Alex, this is happening quicker than what we thought it would, right? Because now you've got this excess demand for silver and very little supply. Gold and silver are going through the ceiling. Gold is actually going to propel up as well. And all of this is going to add to our investment portfolio's growth, because now China, the demand for gold in China is absolutely through the roof too, because they're seeing the demise of the dollar. See, China is hedging itself, getting out of its treasuries, U.S. treasuries, going into something that's tangible, something that's real. This is why they're allocating tens of thousands of ounces of tons, not ounces, into gold to back their BRICS currency, which we need to spend a whole show talking about what comes next with a gold backed.
We will
BRICS
later this
currency,
week. We're almost out of time, so let's explain it. I know most listeners get this, but for new viewers or new listeners, China and the big billionaires, they know gold's going up. They're not even worrying about silver because there's not even enough of it.
Yeah.
Out there, and that's in the news. You've broken that down. That's a fact. So they're already looking ahead, and they don't even care. They're just gobbling up as much gold as possible, knowing this is about to happen, whether it's Zuckerberg or Bill Gates or you name it, farmland, gold, silver, weapon stocks, medical stocks, and then everything else, tech, all of it is going to be obviously going down, at least in the midterm. So people need to call you. You've got the highest ratings, the best deals on gold and on silver. They need to listen to you. It's been proven out to be right. Plus, you're a sponsor. I've been offered 4 or 5 times from other gold and silver companies to come on here what you pay us. But I go with you because you have the smallest commission and you've got the best record, because I don't want to, make more money myself or keep this place afloat by the black magic of ripping anybody off. So I really feel good. I feel great. I feel very strong about promoting you. But people need to understand this is one of the surest things I've ever been about. Regardless of all this uncertainty, you need to be in silver right now. This is a no-brainer. People need to call 720-605-3900. Say Alex Jones sent you, because the more success they get, the more they're able to sponsor. And without him right now, we would not be in the black. We would be in the red and would be shutting down. So it's a win-win on every front. The best place to go, the best prices, the market surging. And, just absolutely funding this operation, a 360 total win, 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold. And then we get the support here with the sponsorship, and he has increased his sponsorship, and that's so vital to what we're doing. Doc, we got a few minutes to break. Please continue and kind of put a bow on it.
Yeah. So with the news that came out about Samsung, this is a game changer. with the ratio between silver and gold being at 86 to 1 today, I can't overstate the importance of people getting into silver now. Because with the projections of it hitting 50 by the end of the year, with gold hitting 3,000 in early 2025, Alex, this is the opportunity to get free gold down the road. And we will manage this ratio trading strategy for you. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, lock in these profits, right? And this is just a compounding ounce of strategy that I've used for 29 years in this business, right? So at this stage of the game, where the ratio is near an all-time high, and we can actually get into silver at less than $30 an ounce, real close to it, when the projection is it's going to be 50 by the end of the year, and I think it goes much higher than that. Look, that U.S. debt clock chart, silver should be 438 an ounce. So if I'm 75% wrong, it's still going to do really well, right? So this is where we get to take advantage of these stupid inflationary policies that are ruining the global economy. And we don't have to participate in that if we reallocate into something that's going to grow with that inflation. That's our protection and that's our hedge.
And, Doc, I've asked you to do this and I've asked my crew. We have a limited crew. They do a fabulous job. But so people really get it, we need to go back to you being first on the show 10 months ago and then 9 months ago and 8 months ago right up to now and show the chart each day you're on where it's at, show a chart, and then basically have the video box zoom out from the tip of the chart up to you saying it on that date, predicting, and then the next date, you make a prediction, and it's basically, you're doing even better than you said, and because I know you're being conservative, privately, you basically told me what you thought, it's happening exactly as you said, so you underestimated a little, but it's literally, people will see you making the prediction like a 4-minute video, clip, 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 to explain it to them in case they're a new viewer. I mean, to me, like I said, folks, I never get up on air about a product or something and say, on the economy. You haven't heard me for 12 years, listeners, promote gold or silver because I couldn't find a good company. Okay? But now I'm like, wait, I've known about this guy for a long time. He's been around 25 years. And so I actually talked to him, became a sponsor, and I'm like, he doesn't brag, but I'm like, wait, I looked you up. You're the biggest silver dealer in the U.S. Well, yeah, we are. Kind of don't brag about it. But you know, that makes you a target of a lot of folks. But the point is, that's because they do a great job. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. Or 720-605-3000. Dr. Elliot, spend a few more minutes with us in the first five. And then, folks, I'm shifting gears in your phone calls. More on the DNC. All the insane news. It's all coming up. Hour number two. Stay with us. And
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
Thank you.